One of my favorite masses of the year is the Easter Vigil. The Easter Vigil takes place on Holy Saturday night after the sun has gone down. So it's dark, just like it is tonight. And in the darkness of the night, we light a new fire, a large, roaring fire. And after we light the fire and bless it, we prepare the new Paschal candle for the year. Paschal candle or Easter candle. It has very special blessings and rites that surround the blessing of that candle. And then from the candle, from the fire, we light that new candle. The new fire lights the new candle. And the candle and the lights become symbols of Christ, who has risen from the dead. And after the candle is lit, the deacon carries it in procession and lifts it up and sings the light of Christ. And everyone responds back and sings, "Thanks be to God." And we do that two more times as we bring the candle into the darkened church. And as the light of Christ comes into the darkened church, we each have individual candles. And we each take our individual candles and light them from that Paschal candle. And the light spreads. The light spreads through the whole church till it's lit up with the light of Christ. And that Paschal candle, that Easter candle, plays a very important role in the church's liturgy throughout the year. It has a very prominent place throughout the Easter season in the masses during Easter. And then it also has a prominent place at baptisms. The Easter candle is lit at every baptism. And from that Easter candle, from the light of Christ, the godparents take a candle and light it from that light of Christ. And the priest or deacon says, "Receive the light of Christ." And he tells the parents and godparents to keep that flame of faith alive in the child's heart. Because it's the light of Christ, the flame of faith, that lights our lives and illumines our path. Illumines our path through this life. And that Paschal candle plays another very important role at the other end of the faith journey. The Paschal candle is lit at every Mass of Christian burial. And it's placed at a prominent place at the head of the aisle by the casket or the cremated remains for that memorial mass or funeral mass. And that light of Christ is there as we send that soul back to the Lord precisely because it is the light of Christ. And the light of Christ accompanies them, the Christian, from this life to the next. Think about it. God, out of his love, brings us to birth. Then he brings us to the sacrament of baptism and gives us the privilege of being his sons and daughters. He carries us throughout our lives with that light of Christ that illumines our path. So it makes perfect sense that that light would accompany our transition to him, our transition from this life to the next. This year's Easter candle is there by the table with our individual candles that we'll light later on. And that light from that Easter candle, that light of Christ, is the light that we're going to use to light all of those individual candles in memory of your loved ones. And as we take the light of Christ and light those individual candles, the light is going to grow. And we will see the light of Christ burning in the darkness of this night, of this All Souls Day night, And as we look at the light, we should see the light of faith. The light of faith that illumined the lives of your loved ones, but also the light of Christ that brings light into the darkness of your sadness, of your loss, of your grief. In the book of Lamentations tonight, the author tells us that the favors of the Lord are not exhausted, that his mercies are not spent, and they are renewed each morning. The Lord sends us reminders always of his mercies and of his love, and that they are never exhausted. And one of those reminders are these candles tonight that will burn with the light of Christ. In the second reading this evening, we heard from the book of Revelation, and God speaks from his throne in heaven. He says, "Behold, I make all things new." God makes all things new through the resurrection of Jesus, from his resurrection from the dead. The rising of Jesus signals something new, signals a change. The rising of Jesus signals that man is no longer destined to decay in the grave, but he's destined for life. And not just a resuscitated human life, but a transfigured life, a glorified life, a transformed life. Jesus says that in tonight's gospel. He says, "I am the resurrection and the life. I am something new. I am life, glorified, transformed, transfigured life." And then he invites us to participate in that. He says, "Whoever believes in me, even if he dies, will live. And everyone who believes in me will never die." That's the invitation. The invitation to each and every one of us. That our faith in Jesus risen from the dead means that God is doing something new in us. And doing something new in our loved ones who have gone before us. And God promises a day when this transformation will be complete. In the second reading, he says there will be a new heaven and a new earth. There will be a day when our bodies will rise. They will no longer be subject to the grave, but they will rise to new life, transformed life, glorified life. And we're told that on that day, there will be no more death or mourning, wailing or pain. The old order will be completely renewed because it will be completely renewed in God. St. Paul tells us God will be all in all on that day. On that day, the light of Christ will shine anew and everyone will see it. And our bodies and our souls will be reunited together, and they will literally shine with the light of Christ. The light that's hidden now inside of us, inside of this human condition. When God transforms it, we will literally glow with the light of Christ. God sends us reminders of this light throughout our lives. As I mentioned, the candles tonight are a reminder, but also the greatest reminder. The greatest reminder we have of the newness that God is creating is the Holy Eucharist, the power of the sacrifice of the Mass. That the sacrifice of the Mass can help our loved ones as they transition from this life to the next. That it can complete the purification that they need to go through before they reach heaven. And then the power of the Mass, the sacrifice of the Mass, and the Eucharist is for us a down payment on heaven. Because at that moment that we receive Holy Communion, the light of Christ comes into us once again and glows for the time that that host is within our body. And it's an anticipation of that day when the light of Christ will always be glowing through us, in our bodies and in our souls in heaven. So my dear friends, tonight is a most wonderful celebration. It's a celebration because it reminds us to look all around us for those reminders that God gives us of his presence, of his mercy, and that his love is renewed each day. We also remember tonight that the light of Christ shines on us, shines on our loved ones, shines on our way to heaven. And let's always remember that in the holy sacrifice of the Mass and in our reception of Holy Communion, heaven and earth are so close to each other at that moment that even those whom we love, who have gone to live with God, are as close to us as possible in that moment when we receive communion.